The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Thursday, October the 27th, and we got two topics today. We're going to talk about taking back prescription drugs. And Becky Mart is with us. Welcome to Radio Friends, Becky Mart. You're filling in for Ryan Worley, who's just a little bit under the weather today.
That's correct.
But Youth Community Coalition is doing a prescription drug take back. Is this the second or third time it's happened?
This is actually the third time that this has happened.
And how does it work?
It works in several ways. We have several different drop off points where people can bring their prescription drugs, and they need to be in their original containers, and they will bring those to those drop off points, and then we will collect them, and then we will destroy them appropriately.
You'll destroy them.
Yes, appropriately.
So that will be this Friday and Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday. Now, you say they have to be in their original containers. What if they're not in the original containers?
Well, they could bring them in any container that they have. For instance, if they have some that have been around the house for a long time and they bring them in. We prefer to have them in the original containers because we keep track of what kinds of medications that are brought in. So,
and by doing this, you're keeping it off the streets. Mm-hmm. You're keeping it potentially out of the hands who someone could abuse.
Right.
Could abuse those
right.
drugs. The last time you did it, how many came in? How many drugs came in?
I believe we collected over 44,000 pills.
44,000?
Right.
You count every one of them?
They count every single pill that goes into the big container.
And you keep track of what it is?
We keep track of what kinds of pills they are. And also we take liquid medications as well, and we destroy them as well.
So how do you destroy it? It doesn't just go down the sewer system, does it?
No, it's destroyed according to the DEA regulations. So the police department and sheriff's departments turn those over then to the DEA.
Oh, this is a big deal.
This
is just
protecting our environment.
Yeah. Because I was reading that many times people put the medication down the drain. This is going into the sewer system, which then, even though it's treated, then it goes into the waterways, and we end up with antibiotics in our drinking water.
That's correct. It is a potentially hazardous waste, so we do try to keep it out of the water.
It's this Friday and Saturday. For the hours are from when to when?
Well, on October 28th, you can come to the VA hospital or the MU Student Center from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And then on the 29th.
That's Friday. That's tomorrow. 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., VA hospital and the MU Student,
Student Center. Correct.
Okay.
And then on the 29th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Rockbridge, Hickman, South Boone County High School, Centralia Community Room, Hallsville Intermediate School, or Sturgeon High School.
Okay, that'll be on Saturday. So you've got more drop-off locations on Saturday. And the times there are, again?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Why don't you give those Saturday, because I have
Saturday
a feeling.
Saturday locations again?
Yeah, give the Saturday location, because I think that's when you're going to have most people doing it.
Okay. On Saturday, you can bring your medications to Rockbridge High School, Hickman High School, South Boone County High School, Centralia Community Room, Hallsville Intermediate School, or Sturgeon High School.
Okay.
And for more information, you can check out our website at www.yc2.org/takeback.
Okay. And keep in mind, tomorrow and Saturday, any prescription drugs that you have, or any, I guess, even if you have over-the-counter medication that has expired and you're not going to use anymore, don't throw it away. Give it, take it to the drop-off location so they can dispose of it properly.
That's correct.
You know, we don't think about that. If you've had some medication that you bought over the counter and you go to use it and you're like, wow, this has expired 3 years ago.
Right.
And you just throw it in the trash. Well, that's going to end up in the landfill. And conceivably, it could leak into the groundwater.
Right. We just don't need to put any more things like that in our landfills that protect our environment.
Becky Mart, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And tell Ryan hi for us.
I will do that.
All right. Now, we're going to talk about Access Art, and I've got Chris Sharp and Dennis Wright with me. Welcome.
Hi, Paul.
Good to have both of you here. Let's start, first of all, explain what is access art. We were talking about it yesterday, by the way, that you're going to be out at Parkade Plaza. But yes. Explain what access art is.
Access Arts is a community arts program. We're a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to make arts accessible to people with disabilities. But our overall goal is to create an integrated environment with people with and without disabilities to not only learn about art, but learn about what is possible for people, no matter what their situations may be.
Yeah. Give us an example.
We have pottery classes and weaving classes. We actually have the largest weaving program in Missouri at this point.
You do?
We do. And we have adaptive equipment in all of our studios so that we can make the looms or the pottery wheels accessible to people in wheelchairs or we have other physical issues like that for accessibility.
Dennis, how many people are you working with, or how many people are part of Access Art?
Well, we have a huge number of volunteers who an event celebrating 40 years of service for Access Arts October 8th, a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the volunteer effort that got involved in that was just immense. Yeah. We've got a lot of folk involved.
And, you know, when you think of art, art is a way of expressing our most inner feelings.
Definitely,
it's a way of expressing our soul to the world.
It's a for me, I think the big thing is our classes are not just for children. They're also for geezers like
ages.
Me. Yeah. And one of the things that I think we never outgrow is the feeling of holding something and saying, look what I made.
Yeah.
And it's a delight for people of all ages, I think.
And it's special because you made it yourself. It's one of a kind.
Absolutely.
And it might have a little flaw in it, but we all have flaws.
Absolutely.
So that's what makes it unique. That's what makes it so special.
Right.
And everything that you have that people are going to see this weekend, you're going to be, Access Art is going to be at Parkade.
Yes, Center, for the Fall into the Arts Festival.
And people will be able to buy these products?
Yes, yes. We'll be taking a large selection of the things we make there. Everything has been donated to us by the artists, so 100% of the proceeds go directly to the outreach and scholarship funds.
Okay. And if people want more information about Access Art, what can they do?
You can call 875-0275, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. Or you can go online and check us out on our new website, which is schoolofservice.org.
School of Service.
Yeah. Yes,
www.schoolofservice.
One word, no spaces, .org.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chris and Dennis. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
Visiting
thank you,
with Paul. Us. Tomorrow, Kit Salter, The Road in American Life, we're going to talk about. He's got a lot to pass on to it. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, AudioPad Acres, KVIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.